All right, guys, we're here with actress extraordinaire Tamsin McDonough, star of Killjoys, here at Protean Bookstore as part of an amazing weekend you guys had here in Baltimore, right?
Yes, yes. I want to clarify, I'm one of the people on Killjoys.
One of the stars.
Yeah, we've had a really great time with Baltimore. It's a surprise. Like, not that I thought Baltimore wasn't going to be a pretty city, but it's even prettier than I thought. And
I love hearing that, especially after watching The Wire.
Okay. But lovely people, yes, and I loved The Wire. But really lovely people and a beautiful city, and like just the waterfront is really incredible. I had a really nice time.
Oh, fantastic. Tell us about the Comic-Con experience yesterday.
So much fun. I love watching all the cosplay that's wandering around. You're sitting at your desk and you're signing an autograph and then somebody floats by. It's just so cool. I just love that. And it's now a habit of mine that, all right, come on, handler, and we go and wander around, and I like to look at all the artist alley. It's incredible what people are doing and how creative and talented people are. So I really like getting involved with the Comic-Con in that way. Probably because, you know, there's a chance I'd be going to it anyway if I wasn't.
If you could cosplay a particular hero or character, who would you like to cosplay as?
There's so many. I mean, I would love to do Lady Deadpool. I think would be fun.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. But there's Lilu Dallas is one of my favorites.
Okay.
So she would be fun to do. There's a lot. It's also my mood. Oh, what do I feel like today? You know, so.
That's fantastic. And you guys did some karaoke last night. How did you like that experience?
Well, I can physically sing, but people want me to stop singing once I start. So I don't actually do it,
right.
But I love watching people sing. And I love talented people. So I really enjoyed, you see a castmate, you're like, you have a great voice. It's so much fun. So
awesome.
It was so neat to see Sean Beck, who plays Fancy Lee on the show. He's got this great voice. I'm like, okay, what don't you do? Like, you're too clever.
Many, many talents, of course, amongst the Killjoys and Magicians cast. So Killjoys, season 4 coming up this year, right?
Yes. So we're actually shooting. We got 2 seasons, and they wanted to bookend it. They didn't want the fans to get sort of, too abrupt and non-ending, basically. Because sometimes things get canceled, and there's cliffhangers and so on. So they gave 2 more seasons, they said, and that's it, 20 more episodes. They're shooting them almost back-to-back. They're doing a 3-week hiatus in between, but they're shooting them all right up until, gosh, November. No, I'm just lying. I'm just making things up now. I know they're shooting for a while. Sean will be able to speak more to that. But, they've just finished wrapping season 4, or shortly.
Yes.
I also know it's coming to a close because I come in at the very end.
Ah.
So most of the special effects are done. All the music's in, everything's in there. So I come in at the end. So I just did the voiceover for 401 and 404.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is so rad. Any other upcoming film and TV projects?
I'm actually shooting a documentary tomorrow about some urban artists in Vancouver. So I'm going to be landing in Toronto, repacking, throwing a bunch of camera equipment in there, and then flying out to Vancouver.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
And Hollywood North is Vancouver. I think it's so incredible that so many productions shoot in Vancouver. What do you think is the attraction of a lot of shows coming to Vancouver?
What's funny is that this is going to de-romanticize. That's not a word. We're going with it, though. is that I've heard that one of the reasons people like Vancouver so much is the temperate weather, for sure, but also time zone.
Yeah.
It's the same time zone as LA, and that actually makes a big difference
for
when
people's
you're
schedules.
Trying to produce.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah. So. I heard good tax incentives too.
For sure. Yeah. there's for a long time they were nowhere near as good as the rest of Canada though.
Yeah.
But they were still shooting.
Yeah.
Because they can get away with a little less good in tax incentives because they have the same time zone, and they don't have winter.
Yes.
It's very light.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
You'd think it would be covered with snow. being so far up north, but no, the way it's situated.
It's not that far up north at all. I mean, Seattle, same kind of weather. It's all green. It's the Emerald City. We're the northern Emerald City. You know, it's very green. It just rains a lot.
That's the only thing. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Almost like Baltimore, actually. We didn't have too much rain, but nonetheless, Tamsin McDonough, thanks so much for talking to us here on Below the Belt Show.
Yeah, very much. Thank you so much.
And if you could let us know who you are, and you're on Killjoys, and you're on Below the Belt Show, that would be awesome.
All right. Hi, this is Tamsin McDonough. I play Lucy on Killjoys, and I'm here on Below the Belt.
Woo!
Yay!